Now, for anyone commuting by train this morning, you may see a selection of poems on display on your travels as part of Poetry Day. The annual island-wide celebration is run by Poetry Ireland, and this year's theme is May Day, which celebrates renewal, hope and abundance. A variety of events are taking place across the country, from poetry pop-ups to creative writing workshops, so there's something there for everyone. Our reporter Sheila Nocton is in Greystones, County Wicklow, where the first event is taking place to kick off Poetry Day. Good morning, Sheila. What's happening there?
Good morning. Yes, so I'm here at the Cove in Greystones, where around 25 to 30 people have been gathered since about 5:50 a.m. this morning. So that's to take part in the day's first event. It was a swim rise and poetry morning, and it was one of the events to receive the Bright Ideas bursary from Poetry Ireland. It started with a dip in the sea, which I was not brave enough to do, and then we were treated to some poetry from the local poetry group here. And I actually spoke to some of those who attended this morning's event. So we start here with Rachel Ball. She's reciting her poem, Whispers of the Heart.
Something is stirring, the waves crashing in, a whole new yearning, a longing to begin. White horses bubbling, something is brewing. The waves, they keep coming, welcoming the new in.
My name is Deirdre McKernan Crosby. I'm a member of Scriverish, which is a writer's group meeting under the auspices of the Greystones Cancer Support. The focus of the group is to help people heal who have been through cancer, who may have had a family member or friend who has gone through their own cancer journey. And before I knew it, I was writing poetry and was published early in my journey in the Bray Arts Journal. That poem was called The Uninvited Guests, and it was about my own cancer journey and my own first cancer diagnosis.
My name is Frances Browner. I'm a local poet in Greystones. Also a teacher of creative writing.
And when did the idea for this event come along? Because in its fourth year now, and a nice crowd here this morning, bright and early.
Yes, well, we had a member, Trish Kavanagh, who has since moved to Wexford, and it was her idea. And initially it was just, oh, let's give them all a stone to bring into the sea. And then people started spontaneously reading poetry when they came out. People especially come down for the poetry more than the swimming.
A sunrise kissed this sacred place. The Cove, our chapel, bold and wide, held joy and laughter with the tide. We dipped, we danced, we faced the day as poems bloomed in stony clay. Francis's tribe, with hearts alight, carved verses born in morning light. With every line the shoreline sang, while voices rose and sea foam rang. No stage, no mic, just breeze and cheer and comrades swimming far and near. With cups of tea and sandy toes, the spirit of the poet grows. So here's to stones, to early rays, to Greystones' dawns and wild wordplay. To cheer, to crack, to truth and tone, our hearts inscribed like poems on stones.
David Flynn from The Happy Pair ending that piece. Now, among those who got up at the crack of dawn for Poetry Day is poet in residence at Poetry Ireland, Anne Tanham, and she's here with me now. Anne, what did you take away from this morning's event as we kick off Poetry Day?
It was a fantastic way to start the day. Just to have a dip in the sea and then to stand around in a circle with a gorgeous bunch of people reciting poetry. It was very special.
As poet in residence, I mean, what does today and the celebration of Irish poetry mean to you?
What it means is one day that we can all kind of for a moment stop and really appreciate and celebrate the incredible diversity of voices here across the whole island of Ireland. So it's a really, really special day where everybody can stop and share or read or write a bit of poetry and really celebrate this love of language that I believe that everybody in Ireland, from anybody either new to the parish or here for many years, really appreciates language.
And how would you recommend anybody who wants to get involved in poetry but maybe is beginning and wants to do that in an accessible way get started?
I would say sign up to the Poetry Ireland website and you're going to get access to lots of different resources and also different events that are on. And then I would say, honestly, you know, go back perhaps in your mind and think, were there any poems that you maybe enjoyed in school, and go back and read them and just discover your own appreciation for the type of poetry that you love.
Thank you. That's Anne Tanham, poet in residence with Poetry Ireland. And back to you in the studio.
Thanks, Sheila, with all the info from Wicklow. It's 2 minutes to 9.